helping preserve democracy under attack around the world with the Israel-Hamas war and Russia's aggression in Ukraine.
You know, only one country on earth can provide the kind of leadership that this moment demands. And only one country can consistently provide the powerful combination of innovation, ingenuity, and idealism.
Israeli forces carried out airstrikes in South Gaza today, targeting Hamas, the military operations resuming after the week-long pause in fighting. Israel says it's recalled its team of hostage negotiators in Qatar after talks reached a, quote, dead end. New York's governor has just over a week to appoint a person who will finish out the term for ousted GOP Congressman George Santos. A bipartisan vote Friday expelled Santos over ethics violations. This is ABC News. Remembrances for the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman seated to the High Court, died this week at the age of 93. And an NFL legend is talking about his memories.
Here's to you, Sandy Baby. You'll always be the greatest. That tweet from Pro Football Hall of Famer John Riggins upon the death of late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during a Washington Press Club affair in 1985, a drunk Riggins making international headlines, infamously telling O'Connor, quote, "Come on, loosen up, Sandy Baby, you're too tight," unquote. Riggins tweeting that he's saddened by O'Connor's death, adding that they'd run into each other periodically, and she always had a great sense of humor about their initial encounter. Joey Waller, ABC News.
Staples says it's working to shore up its systems after a cyber attack. The office supply chain says it caused temporary disruptions to its online capabilities. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Bucks beat the Heat in advance to host the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament quarterfinals. So what now? More special NBA court paint colors. Warning, extended exposure may damage the eyes. New jerseys, because merchandising is where the real money is made. And playoff intensity mid-season. So listen, just don't look. When the Bucks host the New York Knicks, Tuesday at 6:30, right here on your BMO Milwaukee Bucks station, WLAK 1260 AM.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New research shows more people are dying because of air pollution from coal-fired power plants than once thought. As Mike Moan reports, environmentalists in Wisconsin hope the study spurs quicker action to curb emissions.
The study, led by experts at a handful of U.S. universities, found that over the past two decades, there were 460,000 premature deaths nationally associated with fine particulate matter sent into the air from coal-fired power plants. That's more than what health and scientific communities had previously thought. Kieran Gallagher with the group Clean Wisconsin says while coal facilities are being phased out, utilities and policymakers should speed up the energy transition.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin.
Conversations and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance of flurries tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 27, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of flurries 37. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 36.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
across Wisconsin from Civic Media. This is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 29th. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. Maybe you're listening on the app, maybe on social media where we stream on some Facebook pages, some Twitter pages, a YouTube page, or you're listening later by podcast. However you got here, we appreciate it. I got a question for you. What is news? I mean, seriously, how much of the news should be what you want to know about? And how much of it should be what someone else thinks you need to know about? Because it's really just that question alone that helps explain a media landscape that is divided up like never before. And therefore, it's worthwhile to talk about, you know, what your priorities are in news and what are the priorities that newsrooms set. And we could not have a more clear example than in two different stories coming out of the state capitol. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Let me tell you what else is on tap this morning. Melissa Baldoff will be here later this hour with our climate check. There is a major global climate conference about to get underway, and we'll talk about the central issue there, and that is how big a difference it makes if the Earth's temperature is 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than it was prior to the Industrial Revolution. Little number, big difference. Also, in our second hour, when some legislators decided earlier this year to substantially increase the amount of tax dollars going to private school vouchers, did they really know just how much they were draining away from the public schools within their own legislative districts? Well, someone has run the numbers, and we're going to talk about what it means, share some of the highlights of the damage that's being done, and we'll be joined by State Representative Jody Emerson of Eau Claire as well, who has some thoughts on the way that some of her Republican colleagues have been skimming money away from public schools. We'll get the weatherology forecast next hour from meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. She's got weather updates, of course, all throughout the day here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll talk to Todd Alba because it's Wednesday, and that's what we do. Find out what he's doing on his show that you hear weekdays from noon to 2. Here's on wire at all. How are things down there this morning?
It's warm as compared to yesterday. Holy cow.
Yeah. Yesterday was it hurt.
Yeah,
it hurt to go outside.
It is mean. It is mean.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Yep.
And then when you yester-